Mitra Bisnis, tetaplah bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge. Di Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Irfan dan Dania dari VOA di Washington DC. Sekarang kita simak informasi dari dunia hiburan bersama Dania Iman. Direct from Washington,
VOA Oscars. Menjelang perhelatan Academy Awards atau Oscar 2016 yang akan diselenggarakan tanggal 28 Februari mendatang, The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences mengadakan acara makan siang tahunan untuk para peraih nominasi yang dilanjutkan dengan foto bersama. Dalam kesempatan kali ini, para peraih nominasi juga sempat melakukan tanya-jawab kepada media yang hadir di acara tersebut. Mengenai berbagai ajang penghargaan film tahun ini, aktris Alicia Vikander yang meraih nominasi di kategori aktris pendukung terbaik di ajang Oscar atas perannya dalam film Danish Girl mengatakan ia banyak sekali mendapatkan masukan dari lawan mainnya yaitu Eddie Redmayne. Tahun lalu, sewaktu tengah menggarap film Danish Girl, Eddie Redmayne juga tengah sibuk menghadiri berbagai ajang penghargaan film, di mana waktu itu ia banyak mendapat nominasi bahkan menang atas perannya sebagai Stephen Hawking dalam film The Theory of Everything. Pesan dari Eddie untuknya adalah agar Alicia berusaha untuk menikmati pengalaman menghadiri berbagai acara yang berhubungan dengan ajang penghargaan film tersebut. Di lain sisi, ia juga berusaha mengatur waktu kerjanya dengan sebaik mungkin.
I kind of saw a bit when we were shooting last year. He was in the mix of doing all this, and I think I wondered like, how do you keep your head straight and you have to fly out each weekend to LA and do certain things and do interviews? And I kind of think I just learned by watching him because he was so much about doing that, and he said trying to enjoy it because it is pretty wonderful, and that's actually what I'm trying to do. And then I've also been shooting at the same time over the last 4 months on a film, and then to kind of be able to enjoy this and then go back and do the proper work and be able to kind of balance both of them, I guess.
Alicia sendiri mengaku masih berusaha membiasakan dirinya untuk diwawancara oleh media yang jarang ia lakukan sebelumnya. Ia juga sangat senang bisa bertemu dengan para aktor dan sineas yang berada di belakang layar yang ia idolakan sejak dulu.
I'm still trying to kind of get used to it. I don't think I had ever done much interviews at all up till this year. So it's just promoting the films to start with in the beginning of last year was totally new to me. And then with all these events, it's been suddenly wonderful to be introduced in rooms to meet actors and filmmakers and people behind the camera that I've looked up to my entire life. And it all comes down to I'm so proud of the films and the people I've been able to work with. So it's wonderful to get to hang out with them and well talk about our films.
Saat ini Alicia tengah disibukkan dengan penggarapan film Born yang terbaru dan juga proyek film lainnya yang jauh berbeda dari yang pernah ia kerjakan.
I'm about to go back to London and wrap up the Born movie, which has been really exciting to be on, and I've been in Vegas for a month, which has been quite surreal. And now I'm doing something very different, which is, I think, always what you long for. And I'm going to go and do a Wim Wenders film back, almost like a two-hander in France and Spain. So that's going to be very different. So that's what kind of, I think, when it comes to work, suddenly when I move on to something else, that's very much it's like having tunnel vision. So I think I'm put all my heart and soul into that first.
Aktris Brie Larson yang meraih nominasi di kategori aktris terbaik atas perannya dalam film Room juga hadir di acara makan siang tahunan tersebut. Lewat wawancaranya, Brie Larson sempat bercerita bagaimana lawan mainnya yaitu aktor cilik Jacob Tremblay telah membuatnya menjadi orang yang lebih baik. Ia banyak belajar dari Jacob yang selalu membawa kegembiraan dalam kehidupannya.
I'm a better person from knowing him and working with him, and I feel really honored that I got to go through this experience of this sort of being shot through a cannon into the stratosphere with him, because the perception of the world, that innocence, that humor, that lightness that he brings to the movie is the same thing that he brings to every second of his actual life. And so to do all of this press with him has been such a gift, because I'm constantly with this child who has this very easy way of looking at things and doesn't feel the bigger picture of it, is just really excited about the present moment and focused on things that are smaller and more detail-oriented than his concern about whether or not he's liked or not. So he was a wonderful buffer through making the movie, that I was never really allowed to get that dark or that serious about what I was making or that precious about my performance, because it was always about him. And I feel like it's such a gift that's carried over into this experience where I'm paired up with him constantly. So all of these firsts are with this child who has brought so much joy and light to my life that I can just focus on him again and not have to worry so much about this weird thing that's happening with me.
Nah, apakah Brie Larson dan juga Alicia Vikander akan berhasil membawa pulang Piala Oscar? Kita tungguin aja ya. Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C.
watch tempo slow high. You need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and prepare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I could.
Dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Irfan Ihsan dan Dania Iman. Sekarang saatnya kita berdua pamit.
Ya, jangan lupa mendengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa disimak di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Betul, dan jangan lupa juga kunjungi Facebook kami di VOA Rantau.
Ya.
Atau ikuti Twitter juga, @VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Irfan Ihsan. Sampai ketemu lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye.